Louise Saunders.
We're talking weather and fashion, fashion and clothing. It's all too easy to defer to the puffer jacket, isn't it, to stay warm. Put it on, take it off when you go into a building. How many buildings do you walk into, though, where the temperature is just so high that to take off the jacket and have the jumper on underneath is still way too hot? How do you deal with that? And let's face it, how stylish is a black puffer jacket after all? I know they come in other colours, but, you know, really. With me is Katie Parrott. She blogs. She's on Instagram most days, and she's a body positive influencer. Hello, Kate.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Good to talk to you. Do you find winter, just you go from building to building, inside, outside, some's hot, some's cold, it all gets a bit hard sometimes?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm, you know, waiting for my bus at 7:30 in the morning and it's freezing, and then you get on the bus and you take your scarf, you're trying to like take everything off without bothering the person sitting next to you, and then you get out again and then you go to work. A mess.
Someone suggested to me today that as long as she has a scarf, she can get through most situations. Is a scarf essential in winter, on, off, as you say?
I think so. It's the one thing that I leave in my office like all year round, because I sit under a vent at work. And so at approximately 2:30 every day, regardless of the weather outside, I get cold. So yeah, grab my scarf, chuck it on. Get through the arvo.
It's one of the good things about Tasmania. Until I moved to Tasmania, I may have had one scarf, maybe two. I have a basket now. How are you placed?
Yes, I would say I have too many.
Yes. No, you don't have too many. You have plenty.
Plenty. I did lose my favourite scarf at the beginning of this year, and I don't know how, and I'm sad, and I want it back. So I have plenty, but I still have favourites.
So aside from scarves, what are your winter essentials, Katie?
My winter essentials are, well, every winter I go online to Uniqlo and buy like 5 long sleeve fleecy turtleneck kind of things, and I just wear them under everything, like truly everything, in like a few different colours. Though I guess if you're a person who only likes wearing black,
we have to move beyond that. What's your favourite colour at the moment this winter?
My favourite colour is always pink, but I've been wearing a lot of navy. It's neutral, but it doesn't feel quite as dark as black.
It's not quite black.
Not quite black.
So what else do you need apart from those long sleeves?
I think that you need to invest in a really good coat. If you're, you know, a thinner person, there's always lots of options available. But even, you know, for us bigger gals, there are some options now too. And I just think it's the most sensible thing to invest in, because you will get lots of years worth of wear out of it. So it's always the piece where I say, if you're going to spend, you know, more than $100 on any one thing in your wardrobe, a coat is a good investment.
Mm. What are you wearing this winter? What's your favourite coat this winter?
My favourite coat this winter is probably, I have like a knee-length camel coloured, like it's a very classic coat that I got from the Iconic last year actually, but I have just worn it to death this year because it feels really, I was just very put together when I put it on, which is a nice feeling.
It is, isn't it? You like to walk out the door knowing that you feel good.
Yes.
Yeah. What else do you need? Is there other things on your list as winter starts to descend, which is probably any time from Easter on really in Tasmania, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I think knowing you've got a couple of nice pairs of boots that you like wearing.
With no holes.
Yes, don't have holes. I mean, I wear boots all year round because I think they look really nice. Well, I mean, Tasmanian summers are not the warmest thing anyway. So I wear them all year round, but I've recently found somewhere that has like knee-high boots in that fit my calves, which was incredibly exciting. So I wear a lot of knee-high boots because I feel like I get more mileage out of my skirts and dresses. Something about wearing stockings always feels a bit flimsy to me, but a knee-high boot, I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready for winter. I'm ready to tackle it.
You made a colour statement with your knee-high boots this year.
Oh, I did. I found a pair of knee-high suede, kind of like paprika orange, like a burnt orange. And I at the time was like, I'm going to buy a pair of brown boots and a pair of black boots. That's the sensible thing to do. And then I see these orange heeled boots on this website and I go, you won't wear those. Don't buy them. Kate, like, that's ridiculous. Don't buy them. And I did. And I'm surprising myself. Like, I've worn them quite a lot because I reach for them specifically.
So what goes on first? The boots, and then you decide what to wear, or do you put your clothes on for the day and think, what shoes will I wear? There's the boots. I'm wearing them.
With those orange boots, I do build my outfit around the boot because I want to wear them.
What works colour-wise?
A lot of just like black and white, actually. And that's the part of my wardrobe I don't wear as much because I feel like it's a bit boring. So it's actually, surprisingly, I've worn more of the kind of monochrome part of my wardrobe since I got these orange boots. But most often I don't build my wardrobe. Like, I don't build my outfit based on my shoe,
Except
for the orange boots.
Are they conversation starters?
Yes. Everyone in my office loves them. I've worn them twice to work. And I was in the, like, washing my hands in the bathroom, and my boss came in and was like, oh, great boots, Katie. So I was like, that's a win. It's a win when your boss likes your shoes.